You are about to listen to The Light of Emunah, a Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is being produced Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information, please visit the Light of Emunah website at www.tloe.us.
Welcome to the Light of Emunah podcast, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. This adaptation is dedicated in honor of my dear wife, Devora, and our dear daughter, Tova Zoe, and Refuah Shleima for Ratza Bas Rachel and Henya Bas Fredel. On the seventh day of Pesach, the Jewish people sang Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Then Moshe and the children of Israel chose to sing. The primary closeness and dveikus, clinging, of a Jew to Hashem is via holy voice and melody, because melody has the power to draw a person to Hashem. L'harim es haroish l'shamayim, to lift the head to heaven. The Jewish people were in grave danger. The sea was in front of them, the Egyptians behind them, wild animals on both sides. Yet they did not fall into despair, God forbid. They continued to scream to Hashem. In the midst of this peril, in middle of this impossible situation, they merited rising higher and higher and witnessing the miracles and wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them at the sea. When a person cries out from the depth of his heart, from the deepest place inside of him, "From the depths I called you, Hashem," says David HaMelech in Tehillim, he pierces all of the veils. Everyone goes through many challenges in the course of their life. Each person has his own path, with many corrections, with many difficulties. We must always remember one thing. Even when we are in the darkest gloom, God forbid, Hashem orchestrates our lives. He never abandons us. The suffering is intended to bring us close. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Es asher yoav Hashem yochiach," for Hashem chastens the one he loves. Do not even consider the possibility that Hashem sends challenges that you cannot endure. There is no such thing. Hashem never tests any person with anything that he cannot withstand. Even if our human intellect has great difficulty in dealing with what occurs, we must cast aside that imperfect intellect and have wholesome emunah that Hashem's ways and laws are just, that we must certainly endure these hardships, challenges, and the particular path that Hashem has assigned to us in life. We must remember that we are not alone in all of this. We must talk to Hashem, raise our heads upward, make Hashem our partner in whatever is happening to us, down to the smallest details. Hashem loves us and wants to give to us. Have you ever seen a loved one harm his beloved? Rather, he gives when it will be a blessing, when it is in the beloved's best interest. When can something harm us? It is harmful when we receive without tefillah. When a person receives something without having prayed for it, he becomes arrogant. He forgets Hashem. Therefore, Hashem does not give right away. He wants us to be worthy to receive, so it will bring us blessing. And that is only possible after much tefillah and lifting our heads to heaven. And that is the real bracha, because it creates a bond and a connection with Hashem. And when we have that, we have it all. Rabbi Nachman had a devoted student, Rav Chaikin, who was a great tzaddik in his own right. He asked his Rebbe to bless a certain poor man who owned an inn that few people patronized. He had a house full of children who had nothing to eat. Rabbi Nachman said, "I have no bracha for him, but if you want, bless him yourself. You are worthy of blessing others." Rav Chaikin indeed blessed the man that he should receive blessings from all four directions. It happened. His business flourished and he eventually became a wealthy man. Once, on his way to the marketplace, this formerly impoverished man passed Rabbi Nachman's house. Rabbi Nachman was looking out the window and saw him pass by. He invited him in and asked, "Have you looked up to heaven today?" He responded that he had not. He was very busy with his many financial endeavors and he did not have the time to look to heaven anymore. In past eras, he had raised his head heavenward in the middle of the day because his children were crying. Things constantly went wrong. His household was a mess. He was unsuccessful. There were so many confusions. So he would turn to Hashem. "Hashem, help me. Father, save me." However, now things were going well and he was busy with his businesses. He could no longer find the motivation to turn to Hashem. Rabbi Nachman responded, "Look, the marketplace to which you are headed to buy merchandise. You see the marketplace with all of its wagons, all of its merchants, all of the people milling around, coming and going. In 50 years, All you see here today will be gone. There will be other horses, new wagons, different people, but not the ones you see here today. I too will not be here, nor will you. So why are you so stressed and worried that you do not even have time to look to heaven? We were slaves to Paro in Egypt. The worst enslavement is servitude to the Yetzirah, to illicit desires. When our nature and our inclinations overpower us, when it is so hard to curb them, that is the worst suffering a person can sustain. Suffering of the soul is many times worse than any physical suffering. Emotional anguish of one who feels that he has no inner freedom, that he is a slave to the Yetzirah, which tyrannizes him mercilessly. A person can be a warrior and rule over his inclinations, control his character traits, but a time comes in a specific matter and he is completely confined in his own hands. He is a permanent slave to his nature that controls him. This weakness might be easy to conceal from others, but it burns him inside. In the hidden depths, every person knows where his self-control ends. The fact that he is most powerless against himself only exacerbates the disgrace. Our only remedy for our war against the Yetzirah is Hashem. That means raising our heads to Hashem and request, "Save me, Father, from this illicit desire. Help me change this negative character trait. Grant me strength to overcome. I want you, Hashem. I do not want the illicit desire. I want your sweetness, Hashem, not the sweetness of the base urges." Our souls are drawn to holiness. That is where they come from. That is from where they evolve. They endure terrible suffering in this world. They are drawn to their holy source. The struggle of life is to coronate the soul over the body, to turn the body into the holy of holies for Hashem. It is such a tremendous and amazing matter to cling to Hashem. It provides such spiritual delight. It is what the soul wants. All of the world's darkness turns into light. If we are to merit these rare moments, we must raise our heads and ask, plead, and stubbornly persist, "Master of the world, I want to feel you." These prayers are not difficult because searching, beseeching, desire, yearning, longing, and craving are the faculties that heal the soul, that fulfill the deficiencies, that draw a person close to his Creator. Why do we find serving Hashem so burdensome? Why do so many fail? Because Hashem is so concealed and distant from us. We are in concealment. We do not merit the illumination of His countenance and the revelation of His closeness. We cannot see or comprehend how special we are to Him, how much He loves us, how much He yearns for our service and takes delight with even the little that we manage to do. However, when we sit or stand to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about what happens to us, in the same way that we speak with a close friend, it is so sweet because it breaks all of the concealment, nullifies all of the coverings. We then feel so close to Hashem. There is nothing more calming than that. We must accustom ourselves to turn to Hashem. When a person suddenly realizes that amongst all of the things that he can possibly do, the most important is to raise his head upward and speak to Hashem. That is the greatest light. That is the essential secret of dveikus, clinging to Hashem. In the most difficult moments, in the gloomiest darkness, remember that Hashem is with you in this challenge. He knows what you are going through and He lives your pain. Turn to Him. One of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal's students once poured his heart out to his Rebbe, telling him of his heartache and pain. Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him in a soft and loving tone, "You should know, my dear student, that I never described my troubles and ills to another person. Whenever anything hurt me, whenever anything hindered me, I stood and prayed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and begged Him to do good to me in His abundant mercy." When the holy Baal Shem Tov was 3 years old, his father fell critically ill. He called for his son and commanded him, "I must leave this world. You must know, my precious son, that there is no cause to fear any being in the world because Hashem fills the entire earth with His glory. Always imagine in your mind that He is with you and near you. Especially when you need something, do not ask anyone except Hashem. Accustom yourself to speak to Him in your normal manner and always proceed only with Hashem." With these words, Rebbe Eliezer's soul departed. His father's final words were well engraved upon little Yisrael's young heart and made a tremendous impression. The child began to converse with Hashem and ask Him for everything. After his mother's death, when he was 5 years old, he wandered from place to place, tattered and torn because he had no one to care for him. Only one thing remained very strong: to fulfill his father's command to engrave in his mind that there was no reality besides Hashem. He needed only to speak to him and request of him, and that is what he did. In that merit, he transcended so high in Torah, serving Hashem and in awe of heaven until he merited becoming the holy Baal Shem Tov. Serving Hashem is the main joy and happiness in life. We are in this world to serve. When a person serves, he enjoys such pleasure, such joy, and such satisfaction. If things are going badly, you can turn them around. Just take Hashem's path. Nullify the illicit desires. Nullify negative character traits. Do tshuva. Follow the proper path. Talk to Hashem. Ask and plead. Repeat this every day until you merit seeing a change, no matter how long it takes. The main thing is to serve. The main thing is never to despair. Emunah means reminding ourselves in all situations, in every one of life's challenges, that Hashem is all capable. A person sees that according to the laws of nature, there is no hope. So he despairs. He throws up his hands. We must have emunah that just as the creator of the world split the sea and the Jewish people crossed it on dry land, so he can do for you in the areas of health, livelihood, shidduchim, children, and everything else. Cast aside your limited intellect. Strengthen yourself in emunah. I do not know, I only pray. Lift your head and plead. A person must daven for every single thing. He must ask Hashem for everything, even the smallest things. There is nothing too insignificant for which to pray. We receive everything from the Creator. We have no other address. We must ask Him for everything, big or small. More than anything else, we need bitachon. Bitachon is looking exclusively to Hashem, not to any person. We must place our trust in Hashem alone and not be afraid of anything or anyone. A lot of emunah was required to leave Egypt. They did not know Hashem. They did not even know His name. I shall be as I shall be is my name for the time being, and you must have emunah in me. Abandon everything and follow me. Everyone else follows idols and statues. You follow me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them such a great spark so that they would have the desire to abandon all else and escape. This is essentially what happens to every Baal Tshuva who receives an irrevocable opportunity, who is sent a flash of great light, and he begins to chase that light, leaving everything else behind. It is not every day that Hashem sends a person these sparks. In these moments, when a person is sent light this great, he merits the realization that there is nothing aside from Hashem, that there is only Hashem in the world, and we need only turn to Him. Then it is a struggle for the rest of his life to make it a part of him. Just as at the giving of the Torah, the Jewish people saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they saw that there is nothing aside from Hashem, but that clarity was only for that moment. Until a person's final day, he must learn this idea that there is nothing aside from Hashem. We do not fully know it. As soon as we experience some sadness, some anger, some worry, when we think something is due us and it does not happen, anytime we perceive some occurrence as, quote, not good, it is a sign that there is a problem with our comprehension of there is nothing aside from Hashem. It is still not 100% clear to us. Every moment of life is a struggle to get closer to the awareness that there is nothing aside from Hashem. We must strengthen our emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes no mistakes. He knows how to conduct the world perfectly. This concludes the Torah portion of Rav Azulai's Light of Emunah. And now, as we do every week, we conclude with the tefillah that Rav Azulai shares with us from his heart, his cry to Hashem. It is a very personal and intimate part of him, and it reads, Master of the world, the best thing that ever happened to me is that I learned to talk to you. This has turned us into best friends in the world. It is so enjoyable, so calming. It so heals my soul. I do not know how I was able to live without it. No matter what happens to me in life, I am able to talk to you about all of it, to tell you, to include you, to take counsel in you, to ask of you. I do not have to make an appointment ahead of time. I do not have to make sure I am not disturbing you. At any time, in any place, in any situation, I can turn to you and whisper into the only ear in the world that never gets tired. It is such a great joy that I have you. Everything else in life begins and ends. Everything passes, except for you, Father. In every moment, I can connect anew. And when I do not feel you, I ask for that itself. Once, twice, so many times, until I begin to feel. I so enjoyed reading about that Jew who made himself a cup of coffee, placed it on the table, and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us sit for a bit and discuss my problems. Even though I do not do it that way, it illustrates how simple, easy, and sweet it is. We like to say, run to Hashem. Where else should we run? To whom should we tell our most personal matters, our most painful thoughts? And not just tell, but also give all of the minutest details, what we cannot do with anyone else in the world. This gives my life so much order. It so calms me. It gives me the strength to continue, and it shows me the right direction. And the gratitude that we express to you for everything, for all of the miracles and wonders that you do for us continuously, because we are owed nothing, and nothing is automatic. And the forgiveness that I ask of you when my heart cries because I hurt someone, and I do tshuva, and I want to run and ask him for forgiveness, forgiveness from the depth of my heart. Master of the world, thank you that I have you. Have an awesome, uplifting, and wonderful Shabbos and Yontif.
You've been listening to the Light of Emunah Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is produced by Hillel Kapps Productions, Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information about the Light of Emunah or to receive a weekly Parsha newsletter, please visit www.tloe.us.